Number three is the use of an interesting learning tool called co-journaling.
I've been conducting and attending writing workshops for years, yet the best means for shaping my writing and making it interesting to others is something I discovered by accident. I call it co-journaling. This is such a simple thing, but isn't it the simple things of life that we enjoy doing most and appreciate later? This is especially true when doing them with another, cooking a nice meal together, having a trip somewhere, or even spending an evening talking about some subject that unexpectedly opens up our forgotten past. Co-journaling is a simple experience two people can enjoy together with some bonuses besides. In doing this over the past year, my wife and I have uncovered some guidelines that keep a simple process easy. We sit down together at about the same time every evening, 6 p.m. We write 3 or 4 nights a week. It helps to have a set time. It becomes a pleasant habit that is easier to do than not to do. By having a designated time, we are almost always in the right frame of mind. Sometimes during the day, I think of a topic I want to write about. Often Talia just begins her thinking as she writes the words on the page. There's always something there, even if it doesn't come out for 3 or 4 sentences. And then you're off, just following where the words lead. It does help to give your piece a title. It narrows the focus a little, and almost like a headline, sets up the tone for the person hearing it later. Sometimes each of us will start with a title. Often it comes once the writing has begun. Occasionally I've stuck one on just before reading my piece, well after the writing is done. We write for about 20 minutes, then stop. For some reason, that seems about the right length of time, both for writing and for the length of piece that you can enthusiastically listen to. If that isn't long enough, I continue it the next night and even a third, but reading each segment each night. It's as easy as writing to be continued. Write in a location where you won't be distracted by the telephone or kids' interruptions. I like the kitchen table. My wife prefers the couch. Later, we meet on the couch to read. But make it comfortable and easy for yourself. After we are done, we read what we have produced to each other. This is a part of the routine and not a matter of choice. We usually take turns starting. A lot could be said about this step, which is different from keeping a private journal.